This morning, whether you're on Shirley Highway or the Beltway or the BW Parkway, take your time and get there. It's 741, 741. Good morning from Jim Elliott. Friday's here. It's payday, and on the weekend, your average income is probably about midnight. Got ourselves a cloudy day. High today is going to be in the low 70s. It's 67 degrees now.
March right into American Finance for a winter fix-up loan.
March right into American Finance.
There's an American Finance office near you in Maryland or Virginia. In fact, American has 18 offices all around the Beltway. Check the yellow pages for the office nearest you, then march right into American Finance.
Congratulations to Mrs. Barbara Godinez of Falls Church, a GSer who's got the day off with pay. Barbara sent in the card. She was called earlier this morning, got herself a nice three-day weekend. How about you for Monday, huh? Get me a card in the mail. Just put down your name, address, phone number, where you work, the name of your boss, your number at work, and the time you get up every morning. Seven little pieces of information. How long could that take to put on a card, huh? Put them on a card. Don't wait any longer. Mail them to me, Jim Elliott. Day off with pay, care of WPGC, Box 8550, Washington. Love to call you up first thing Monday morning. Make it a three-day weekend for you. Wouldn't you rather be home than fighting the rush hour traffic? It's 7:43.
Hear this week's Music Land and Aura Sound record and tape specials.
Very special Eras to albums on sale now.
Don't miss this week's specials at Music Land at Capitol and Prince George's Plaza and Seven Corners Center and Aura Sound in College Park.
Excuse me, what's that on the copying machine?
I make for you
at participating McDonald's.
7:44, 7:44 with Jim Elliott at WPGC. Okay, if you are near a telephone and know a good joke or want to sing a song, we're ready for the top banana of the week. 432-1580. Contestants must be people who have never played the game before. WPGC, come on now, don't look back, look straight ahead. The weekend is just around the corner. There's Fleetwood Mac from the Rumors album. It's 7:47 now, 7:47. Whenever I hear that time, I just want to spread my wings and jump off the building. We've got ourselves a cloudy day today. What happened to all the sunshine? Not going to be with us today or tomorrow for that matter. High today is only going to be in the low 70s. High tomorrow around 80. Let's hope the Terps bring us some sunshine as they play Penn State tomorrow. The Skins, of course, open up their home season Sunday against Atlanta at RFK. Top banana of the week's coming up next.
Take her back. It'll make you smile.
What a happy feeling.
This week is Dollar Days week at Safeway, and the savings are terrific. And for even more savings, look for hundreds of red tag Safeway specials throughout the store. They're even better than Safeway's everyday low prices.
Hello, that was Mike Hugh. I'm sorry. That sounded like Don O'Day doing that Safeway commercial. It's 7:49 now, 7:49. Good morning, Jim Elliott here with your WPGC. We are about to brighten up your day with a little help from our friends, so to speak. Isn't that right, Don? It certainly is. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, you're there. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I realize it's early in the day. Are you ready with gong in hand?
I am ready.
Yes. Don has been practicing with his gong. You're vicious. Already you're gonging, and we haven't even started yet. We have four new contestants this week. And this is bound to be better than what we've been going through the past couple of weeks. Of course, after the top banana, we will give some football predictions, make life interesting. Okay, let us go immediately to the phone, and who's on the line with me?
Hello?
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 Glad to see the people are really with it this morning. Once again, we will go to the phone. Who's on the line with me?
This is Dan Webster.
Dan Webster, you wrote an encyclopedia.
That's true.
See that? I got a rich man on the phone here. Dan, where do you live?
I live in Hartsville.
Do you work?
Yes, I do.
Where do you work?
At the Navy Annex.
Ah, a GSer?
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. A government worker early in the morning. The last time we had a government worker on the show was somebody from the Justice Department who uttered some strange four-letter word. So, Dan, it is 9 minutes before 8 o'clock, and what are you going to do for us in Top Banana?
I thought I'd do a poem.
A poem from Dan Webster, taken straight from his dictionary with his partner Miriam at his side. Go ahead.
All right. Roses are red, violets are blue. Some poems rhyme, and some don't.
Should we gong him or hold him? That might be the best thing of the day.
We better hold him.
We better hold him. Dan, to show you the caliber of talent in this Top Banana show, with that lousy poem you just gave us, you might be the winner. So hold on, okay?
I will.
Hold on. Dan Webster is now holding on here. Dan Webster is holding. And we shall move right along. And here is our next player.
Yes, hello there.
Hello, who are you?
This is Al Neustadter.
This is Al Neustadter, who gets through on the line just about more than anybody else. Hello, Al, you're in Silver Spring. What are you going to do for us this morning?
Well, I'd like to sing a little song for you, my own version of Neil Sedaka's Laughter in the Rain.
All right, just warm up those vocal cords and go to town, son.
Okay, here we go.
This man's prepared. Why me?
I don't know. The guy put a lot of work into that. You shouldn't have gonged him.
Well, that's all right. I don't know what he was doing. He must have heard your last newscast.
He was doing Laughter in the Rain.
All right. Who is on the phone right now?
Mike Utterback.
Mike Utterback. That's opposed to a halfback or a fullback. We have the Utterback. That's what the cow plays. Utterback. All right, Mike, where are you calling from this morning?
Long Island.
And what are you going to do for us?
A saying.
A saying? Okay, we'll get you on with Dan Webster next time. Okay, what are you going to do for us, Mike? Let's have your saying.
The strange bird, the pelican, his beak can hold more than his belly can. I don't know how the hell he can. That's what makes him the strange bird, the pelican.
The pelican. The pelican. May the pelican fly over and drop something nice in your soup. Don, you gonged the pelican man there. All right, let me get somebody on the phone here. Who's on the phone?
This is Barbara Peterson.
Hi, Barbara.
How are you?
Do us one big favor.
What?
Save us from all this obscure nonsense. All right. It's 7:53 now. 7:53, cloudy Friday morning. We have Barbara Peterson on the line. Sounds like a lovely voice. Barbara, where are you calling from this morning?
Oxon Hill.
Are you married, Barbara Peterson?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Barbara. Got any kids?
For a bra for my wife. She says, well, do you want a play text? And he said, well, I sure would like to, ma'am, but my car is double parked outside. Texan.
Wait a minute.
He was a Texan, Jim.
Yeah.
And you
want to play Texan? Oh, my car is the... Oh,
you get it finally.
That's not bad. That's cute.
Thank you.
That's cute. Should we make Barbara the winner this morning?
What was it? What was the first guy? What did he do, the guy we were holding there?
Dan Webster did the poem that rhymed, some do and this one don't. Something like that. We'll leave it in there. Barbara, your fate is in the hands of Don O'Day.
Oh, I like the joke. That's good.
You like that?
I'll go for that.
All right, Barbara Peterson of Oxon Hill, with the Texan who plays around in his 10-gallon hat. You are the winner this morning.
Thank you.
All right, we have for you a big, huge banana split from Farrell's. How's that? You and your husband can just go there tonight and dive right in.
That's right.
Nothing like putting marshmallow and chocolate syrup and nuts all over you.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Well, Barbara, you have yourself a good day, okay?
Thank you.
All right, it's 5 minutes now before 8 o'clock. Barbara Peterson of Oxon Hill, congratulations. Winner of the Top Banana of the Week Award. Texan going to buy a bra for his wife. This nonsense shall resume next Friday if we're all here at that time.
Set the sea on the ship.
She did it. Yes, she did. And on the weekend. Why not do it again, huh? With a whole bunch of guys, too, really. It's a minute before 8 o'clock at WPTC, AM and FM Morningside. Jim Elliott here with Van McCoy as we hustle off to work this morning together. All right. Good song. Driving to work, just tap the steering wheel, eh? Ben McCoy in the Hustle, one of Washington's own. It's 8:02 now, 8:02 at WPGC AM and FM Morningside. Good morning. Friday, weekend is coming up. Don, are you ready for predictions?
I'm ready for it this morning.
All right, a little bit of background music, please. We were going to play some marching music, but considering how well we did last week, being a superstitious fool, I like to play the same music we played last week until we go like 0-14. 5. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the award-winning Choose Your News, trying to brighten up your day with your master of ceremonies, the one and only Don O'Day. Number one, please.
The male must go through.
That's what the female said. All right, number two.
Another mule story, but it can't touch yesterday's.
Oh, no. Number three.
A question of virtue.
We will go with a question of virtue this
You like
morning.
That? You like that title, huh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Anna Bruyden Rufino is suing her husband for $1 million. The reason? He allegedly has been telling friends and relatives that his bride of 3 months was not a virgin when they married. Miss Rufino and her husband are Sicilians living in Mount Clemens, Michigan. And their families adhere rigidly to the old world concept of virtue.
Wait, now the two of them are married, and he has been telling his friends that she was not a virgin when they got married.
Right.
Okay.
They separated 5 days ago after the wedding and a dispute over her chastity. Mrs. Rufino's lawsuit charges that her husband proceeded to make scandalous, malicious statements about her. Statements which will make it difficult for her to marry again. And that's a true story.
Okay.
A question of virtue.
And that's what we got for the award-winning Choose Your News.
It's an interesting story.
Okay. You say so.
I liked it.
I'm glad. Anything else exciting happened? No, that was a very human interest story.
You want to go with another one?
All right. Why not? Not the mule.
No, not the mule. The mail must go through.
Why not?
Hundreds of letters, cards, and parcels from Christmas of 1973... are just beginning to arrive to residents in the village of West Wylam. Remember I said Christmas of 73? That's because they were just discovered in a sack in the bathroom of the town's late postmistress, who died last week at the age of 55. The back mail was found by her brother when he was cleaning up the home, he says. I don't know why she did it, but it wasn't for her gain. Another mail story. Neither snow or hail or gloom of night can halt mail service, but fleas can. Mail deliveries have now resumed on Woodvale Place in Charlotte, North Carolina. After 4 weeks, they were halted because the fleas were biting the mailman at such a high rate they couldn't deliver the mail.
Oh, I thought the postmaster put the letters inside his dog's mouth and the dog couldn't deliver because the fleas were all over.
Not really.
And that's what's happening in Charlotte this morning. Probably the most exciting thing that's happened there in years and years. So, it's 8 minutes now. 8 minutes past 8 o'clock, as this morning is just zooming by at a turtle's pace. What else is going on this morning?
We got some weather for you coming up right after this.
If you are into recording, you should be familiar with the name Fuji. And find out for yourself how great recorded music can sound. And stop by your audio specialist at Stereo Discounters in the Sound Gallery and ask for a free copy of Fuji's Guide to Better Recording. Fuji. We want to help you make even better recordings.
Metro weather, mostly cloudy through Saturday. Chance of light rain today and again tomorrow afternoon. High today in the low 70s, low tonight in the upper 50s or low 60s. High tomorrow, about 80 degrees. Chance of rain, 30% today and tomorrow, 20% tonight. Current Washington temperature, 68 at WPGC at 8:09.
WPGC, early in the morning, theme song for all of us. Show me the way. Which way? Where am I going?
Peter Frampton here with Jim Elliott. It's 8:14 now. 8:14, a cloudy day in Sore Forest today and tomorrow. High today in the low 70s. It's 67 degrees.
Suddenly, it's gonna dawn on you.
Only Datsun has King Cab, the small pickup with an optional 5-speed, with more people room inside than any other, more storage space inside than any other. King Cab, another reason why more people own Datsuns than any other small pickup.
Suddenly it's gonna dawn on you. Datsun
Saves. Your local Datsun dealer.
There's nothing like it in the world.
We've just been to Tyson's Corner Center for new fall clothes, and they have new fall clothes.
Tyson's Corner Center.
It's now 8:15, 8:15 on Music Radio with Jim Elliott. Good morning at WPGC on the Late Show tonight. In case you're wondering what to do, they're going to show a rerun of Kojak where somebody walks up to Theo and says, I've got a joke that'll knock the hair right off your head. Then the man said, I see you've heard it already.
Hello.